Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you the second time today on republicbroadcasting.org. Earlier today, from 11:30 to 1 Central Time, I was a guest on the final hour and a half of When Worlds Collide, which is hosted here on this network by my colleague from American Free Press, Mark Anderson. Mark doesn't work out of Washington. Mark works all over the country, digging out a lot of very interesting stories about things that are going on all around the country involving efforts by Americans to reclaim the Constitution, to get back so many of our lost liberties, and to fight the powers that be. And those powers that be are those people and political organizations and financial interests who control the major media in this country and thereby control our American political system. Much of our conversation today was devoted to the subject of that wonderful, wonderful man, John McCain, who we presume is going to be the Republican presidential nominee after the party holds its nominating convention. Well, it was a very interesting hour, and we had some very interesting calls. I do want to mention I am broadcasting here tonight from the office of American Free Press. I do live here in Washington, but I'm not in the American Free Press office every day. I drop in as much as I can to see just what's going on, try to keep up with things, but, you know, it's not always possible to do that. I happen to be in the American Free Press office this evening, so if I seem a little rusty, not catching the cues for the breaks and so forth, that's because I don't have my handy timer with me, which I keep at my home office. I glorify my little extra room as a home office, but it works. It does expedite things. So bear with me if I don't miss the cues for the breaks and have to cut you off or have to cut myself off when we hear that music coming up. Very, very interesting. I have to comment on a call that did come in today. I was really puzzled by it in some respects. Talking about John McCain and raising questions about, among other things, about what did or did not happen to him as a POW in Vietnam. And I always like to emphasize this point, which I emphasize today, that many, many questions have been raised, particularly by former POWs and their families, about what John McCain may have done as a POW. Now, he is regarded as a hero for having been a POW. But there are those who have suggested that perhaps some of his activities, well, let's be honest about it, were traitorous, that perhaps he collaborated with the enemy. Well, I'll be the first one to say, before anyone expresses their outrage, that far be it from me to question what anyone would do under torture, under duress, in the course of being a prisoner of war. What I do question and what must be questioned is what John McCain has done since he has come home. He has been an obstructionist, doing everything he can to prevent the POW and MIA families from finding out the truth about what happened. Don't take my word on it. Take the word of the POW and MIA families, the League of Families, other organizations, multiple in number, that have been publicly and loudly and consistently and angrily and justly so critical of John McCain in his role as the United States Senator covering up the abandonment of American POWs. Like I say, don't take Mike Piper's word on it. But when we come back, I'll talk about one of the calls that I got on Mark Anderson's
it's
show.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org. today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, and I am here at the office of American Free Press. You can check out American Free Press, or I should say the website of American Free Press, AmericanFreePress.net. And I always hasten to assure you that what appears on the website is not what appears in the entirety of the newspaper. So do check it out, AmericanFreePress.net. Well, I was talking about appearing on Mark Anderson's show earlier today, and I appreciate Mark doing that. I must say about Mark, he's really added a lot to American Free Press since he came on board a year or two ago. He really is, you know, the kind of guy, he goes out there and interviews people. He's on the road all the time talking to people. I sit here in my big, fat, comfortable chair here in Washington and scour the Internet and read books and newspapers. But Mark Anderson actually goes out there and he interviews people, ladies and gentlemen. He brings a lot of stories to American Free Press that I assure you would not be reported otherwise were it not for Mark Anderson. So to Mark Anderson, I say keep up the good work. Well, today on the program, I was surprised. I need to comment on this. Now, Jim from Texas called the program, so he heard it. I don't know how many of you others were listening in. But a caller called in and said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he says, "I've heard Michael Collins Piper on his show praise the Vietnam veterans, and praise his brother, who was a Vietnam veteran. But I'll tell you what," he says, "I don't think we should support John McCain because John McCain was a bomber pilot, and he was over there killing people in Vietnam. And he went on to say, Michael Collins Piper attacks Menachem Begin and the Israelis for killing innocent people, but he's ready to excuse America's Vietnam veterans. Frankly, I thought, you know, after, well, frankly, the call pissed me off, ladies and gentlemen, because as I pointed out, and thanks to a caller, Dennis from Michigan, who called in, you know, I pointed out that my big brother, my half-brother, who was 14 years older than I am, he survived Vietnam, but he came back, and things were never quite the same for him, and he died an early and untimely death, I think, because of health problems that came as a consequence of Vietnam. Be that as it may, my brother was drafted. He had no choice. Now, I didn't know what the Vietnam War was all about, but I'm here to tell you that by 1972, when I was conscious of the fact that I might well end up being drafted to fight in Vietnam, I was against war in general. But I always add, I must add, I'm not a pacifist. But in any case, I kind of resented this guy suggesting that I was implicitly supporting the Vietnam War, because I was not. I did not support the Vietnam War. When I was 12 years old, I supported George McGovern for president, even though back 4 years previous to that, when I was 8 years old, I went back and forth. I wasn't sure whether I supported George Wallace or Richard Nixon, but I became a Nixon enthusiast in 1968. So my political leanings or my political inclinations went back a long time before most people were political. But be that as it may, I found it very peculiar that this guy was, on the one hand, he was attacking John McCain, but on the other hand, he was shifting the focus from my criticisms of John McCain. How can I put this? He was shifting the focus from what we were discussing, the mysteries surrounding John McCain's enigmatic career, so to speak, as a POW, and in a sense, putting on kind of a defense of Israel against the evil Michael Collins Piper, and suggesting that I was a hypocrite for criticizing Israel but not criticizing U.S. soldiers. Well, as our caller Dennis pointed out, most of those people fighting in the Vietnam War were drafted, at least a substantial number of them were, including my brother. And I can tell you, my brother did not want to go to Vietnam. My brother was not gung-ho for war or gung-ho for peace. He was just a regular American kid who had just gotten out of high school, who was hoping to start off a career in business. The next thing you know, he was going a couple thousand miles around the world to fight in the jungles of Southeast Asia at a time when American leaders were proclaiming how bad communism was, but at the same time, our American leaders were providing aid and trade to the Soviet Union, at the very least. So, you know, in retrospect, I consider the whole Vietnam War a fraud. That doesn't mean that the men and women who fought there were frauds or that they did something wrong. But I just found it interesting that this person took such umbrage at my criticisms of Israel. And the funny thing is, folks, I had the funny feeling that this caller was not really taking issue per se with the issue even of John McCain. I got the idea, frankly, that he was trying to discredit me. I could be totally wrong about that, and perhaps I'm wrong to question his motivation. Perhaps I'm too sensitive. But it was a real distraction from the basic issue of what we were talking about, and that being the fact that the mass media in this country has done all in its power to cover up some very significant facts about John McCain. Number one, while we hear about his seven houses and his family fortune, we don't hear that it's a product of the organized crime network of the Lansky-Bronfman Syndicate. And don't count on the Democrats to talk about that. They'll talk about the seven houses. but they won't talk about the origins of the fortune. Because organized crime is even more deeply rooted in the Democratic Party than it is in the Republican Party. In addition, the same organized crime network that ran John McCain's family fortune, his father-in-law Jim Hensley, that same mob was running both political parties in Arizona. So the Democrats aren't going to talk about it. They can't talk about it. Likewise with McCain's antics regarding the POWs, because the Democrats, like the Republicans, have been complicit in the cover-up. And it all comes back to what I have said is the core problem, the media. The media is the enemy. The people who control the mass media in this country are the enemies of America. The families and financial networks, very small in number, but immensely powerful, and their riches go beyond their control of the networks. These are the people who have thrown up the candidates that we are forced to choose from. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't criticize John McCain because no matter how bad he is, Barack Obama is worse. I'm not convinced of that, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to convince me that Barack Obama is worse than John McCain, that Barack Obama will introduce a Patriot Act like George W. Bush did, or that Barack Obama will open the borders like Ronald Reagan did, or that Barack Obama will drive up the national debt like Ronald Reagan did, well, you know, I'll tell you what, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. We do have some dismal choices in this country. We always have, ladies and gentlemen. It would be wonderful if a third-party candidate could squeeze in there, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'd like you to comment on this. I'd like to hear people comment tonight. You don't have to comment on this, but if you want to call in here, I'd like your input on what you think. I don't want to talk about the third-party candidates. I don't want to talk about the possibility that Ron Paul will suddenly win on a write-in vote. I don't want to talk about Chuck Baldwin or Cynthia McKinney or Ralph Nader. Let's just compare and contrast John McCain. I want you to convince me that the election of John McCain will save America. This is what you need. I want you to convince me of that. I'm not saying Barack Obama is the best thing since pumpernickel bread, but I'm telling you, in my opinion, this country will be a lot worse off in many, many respects if John McCain is handed the presidency. Convince me, folks, that John McCain will save the Republic from Barack Obama. I urge you to do it because I'm waiting to be convinced, but I don't think it's going to happen. We'll be going to a break here momentarily, and I'll tell you what, it looks like we have a call from the gentleman who called the program earlier. I should say he called Mark Anderson's program earlier, and we will bring him up after we go to the break. So I'm urging you to call in. I'd like your comments. Want to hear what you have to say. This is a critical election, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not convinced we'll have an election. People have been saying that for years, but, you know, we have a gang of criminals in office right now who are bound and determined to get us into a war in the Middle East, a war that John McCain has been pounding away for a long, long time. Barack Obama has done a disservice to his supporters who supported him because of their opposition to Hillary Clinton's stand in favor of rattling sabers against Iraq. They selected Joe Biden. Joe, I am a Zionist. Biden is his running mate. All right, we are going to the break. When we come back, we will go to caller Tom from Austin, who called Hey, and whose comment I talked about earlier. We'll see what he has to say further.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
Music went a little further than I expected it to. Tom from Austin, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you the same Tom that called Mark Anderson's program earlier.
What caused me to call was you were talking about John McCain, and you weren't saying the big problem I had with McCain, which was that he used to be a B-52 bomber pilot. And he used to fly over Vietnamese cities and drop bombs on the Vietnamese people, and that was just a killing machine. A lot of Vietnamese people died from these bombs.
Right. Well, you know, Tom, I agree with you 100%, but I mean, I guess that just seems to be kind of a given, considering the fact that the United States government sent all these Americans over there in the various uniforms of our military to do precisely what they were doing. I mean, the fact that I did not mention that does not mean that I advocated that. And I felt as though you were suggesting that, that's what I advocate when that's far from it.
He's going to be maybe elected as the president, and he is nonetheless a huge, huge mass murderer. And in Israel, they commonly do elect as their leader a mass murderer like Begin, who used to go in and just slaughter the innocent refugees by the hundreds, the thousands, they say, in refugee camps. They would just murder them, and he was in charge of
that. You know, it sounds to me, Tom, it sounds to me like you and I are basically in agreement. But, you know, I guess earlier today I had the impression that you were suggesting that any member of the American, any person who ever served in the U.S. military was somehow disqualified from serving as president because they killed people in these crazy wars.
Well, if you do we hear about these dead 55,000 Vietnam vets, but we never hear about the 3 to 5 million they say died in the Vietnam War, the Vietnamese people.
I can't disagree with you. I will not disagree with you because, you know what, Tom, you're absolutely right. But I guess what it comes down here to it, Tom, is apparently you and I are further in agreement than we are in whatever disagreement we may have. So I'm glad to hear that.
It's a sad situation for sure. I mean, to even talk about mass murder and electing a president who's a mass murderer, I mean, that's a bummer. And then these Vietnam War vets, how they always just justify this slaughter, it's beyond me.
Oh,
I think
now,
they're just nuts.
Now, see, there I have to disagree with you because there have been a lot of Vietnam War veterans who have expressed their horror and their shame for having participated in atrocities and for having been involved in a war in the first place. And you know, I think the caller Dennis, I don't know if you heard the caller Dennis from Michigan who called in right after you did, but you know, Dennis made the point that it's these governments that start the wars and the powerful special interests that start the wars, and it's just simply the poor American men and women who go over there to fight the wars who do the dirty work. And you see, that's why I find it, I will not criticize the American men and women in uniform who have done the things that they have done. Many times they have done bad things. Yes, they have done bad things. But a lot of times they've done those bad things because, let's face it, they were told to do it. And, you know, not that that excuses it, but, you know, if we are to hold every American who ever fought in Vietnam accountable for the Vietnam War, why are we going to hold them accountable and not hold the corporations and the real warmongers? I mean, I'll tell you who one of the biggest warmongers in terms of the Vietnam War was a guy named Walt Whitman Rostow and his brother Eugene Rostow, two Jewish fellows out of New York who rose to power and prominence, and they were among these Machiavellian warmongers. There's a new biography of Walt Rostow called American Rasputin. These guys were basically, when it comes right down to it, old line Trotskyite Jewish communists who suddenly became cold warriors and played a major part in getting America involved in so many of these conflicts that were supposedly America's interest, but were far from that. So I find it very difficult to lay the blame at the hands of the people who were sent out to do the dirty work.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Tom. I think maybe we're closer together than maybe I thought we were. Yeah. Glad you clarified. We are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, broadcasting from the American Free Press office right here in Capitol Hill in Washington this evening. Well, I appreciated that call from Tom in Austin, Texas, because I really didn't know what to make of his call earlier, and I should mention that when he called in Mark's program, Mark Anderson's program, I said to him that, you know, if he believes that we should vote against a candidate because of the fact of what he did in the Vietnam War, because in this case Tom perceived it to be wrong, just plain wrong, then that's certainly his right. I find it, you know, difficult to say that I would oppose a candidate simply because he fought in the military, but you know what? This is still a free country, and thank God it is relatively free. So I'm glad Tom called in, because I felt that we probably were in more accord, as I said, than we were in disaccord, for want of a better way of putting it. So thanks, Tom, if you're still listening. I appreciate your call. You know, sometimes we misinterpret what others say. I thought he was misinterpreting what I was saying, and In many respects, I suppose I was misinterpreting what he was saying. So I think we found some common ground there. That sounds very liberal, doesn't it? Common ground. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, folks. Unfortunately, I have lost my caller page on the internet, so I'm not quite sure who is out there, but I do remember that we had another Tom from Pennsylvania, and I don't know if it's one of those many Toms that I know. I don't know which one it is. It might be a brand new Tom from Pennsylvania. So we'll bring up this Tom and find out.
No, it's the old Tom from Pennsylvania.
Well, that could be my brother and about half a dozen other people. So.
Well, yes, sir. I think I am your brother in ideology.
In many ways, you are,
Tom.
Actually, I think of you as the sheriff.
Well, no, I don't want to be the sheriff. I want to run the National Guard. I want to let Jim James Traficant run that department. I just want the National Guard to straighten them out.
That sounds good to me.
But
what's
anyway,
going on, Tom?
I have some bad news for you, Mike.
Well, I get
despise,
bad news all the time. I'm
going to have to say that there's no solution because the Ashkenazi Jews are the ones that control this country, and they're going to. McCain is bad, and so is Obama, and they have so much power and control. I don't know how to break them. And the one comment on the Vietnam War, the shame of the Vietnam War was what they did to a certain man by the name of Lieutenant William Calley.
Absolutely.
What they did to him was disgraceful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, years ago, our old newspaper, The Spotlight, came to Lieutenant Calley's defense. And he was made kind of a scapegoat. That whole Vietnam
yes.
episode was used to divide this country. This is what we have to keep in mind. You know, back in the days of the Vietnam War, you had the FBI and the CIA involved in manipulating both the anti-war groups and the pro-war groups and pitting them against one another. And
yes.
frankly, based upon my research, and for whatever it's worth, I concluded a long time ago, and some people I know who know some things concur with me, that Bill Clinton and John Kerry were both CIA informants inside the anti-war movement. And don't forget that John Kerry himself had combat in Southeast Asia. So, you know, there's
look what
of manipulation going on there, manipulation of the American
people. Look what
Curtis
Forster said about Kerry, though. He was a phony.
Yes, exactly.
Kerry was a phony.
And this is what we're up against, you know. I guess, you know, I've said it before in this program that my prayer is, and I do pray, my prayer is that it will be the American military who will step in and prevent any of these warmongers, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, whatever they pretend to be, whatever they really are, whatever they really aren't, that it will be the military, the people who are told to fight these wars, that the military will step in and say, no mas, never again, enough already, we're not going to fight your wars, we're going to take this country back on behalf of the American people, because you know what? The military, whether they do good or bad, the fact is the military, for the most part, does represent the broad spectrum of the American people, not the Ashkenazi.
But wasn't Henry Ford right, the international Jew, the world's foremost problem?
I believe he was. I think Henry Ford's book is as fresh today as it was when it was first published in the pages of the Independent, the Dearborn Independent, and then later in four volumes.
And look what they did to him. They made him more or less apologize for writing what he wrote, and he spoke the truth. But one of the problems is the people in this country are so doggone stupid and miseducated that they're misinformed on everything.
I'll tell you what, I would caution, you know, my inclination is to say that the American people are stupid too, but you know what? It's not a matter of stupidity. It's a matter of being misinformed and disinformed by the media in this country. That's the real problem. And you know what? I'll tell you what, I look forward to the day when the military does step in and when the military takes control of all of these corrupt media empires and tosses tosses Donald Graham and his sister Lally Weymouth out of the Washington Post and the Sulzberger family out of the New York Times and the Newhouse family out of their control of all the key newspapers in country, in cities and counties across this country, and lets the people, they let the people take over this country once again, because I think there are enough good people in the military who really do have this country's values, this country's concerns at heart, and I pray for that. I do pray for that.
I wonder if it's true what Edgar Steele reported on internet radio last week, is that the Air Force commanding general has been replaced by a Jew, and the Marine Corps Air Force or Marine Corps general replaced a Gentile with a Jew general in the Marine Corps. I know about the Navy.
Yeah,
but I know
my understanding
is
that the head of the Air Force, General Schwartz, I believe his name is. Yes, he is Jewish, and in the Marine Corps, the second in command is Jewish. And, you know, it could very well be, but I doubt it, it could very well be that these guys in particular don't share the agenda. But considering the fact that they were put into power by this corrupt Zionist Jewish-controlled Bush administration, I kind of doubt it. It looks to me as though this is part of a long-standing effort that goes back to the days following the 9/11 attacks, where the Bush administration made concerted efforts to, as they put it in a front page story in the Washington Post, make heads roll. And I want to tell you something, just for the record, I've mentioned it before in this program, I've written about it in American Free Press. The guy who was put in charge of reforming the military, quote unquote, his name escapes me at the moment, but I can tell you this much. He was a long-time functionary in the Seagram's company. Seagram's, of course, is controlled by Edgar Bronfman, long-time head of the World Jewish Congress. In fact, this guy who was in charge of, quote-unquote, reforming the military and making heads roll, getting rid of the military critics of the Zionist New World Order, this guy, after leaving that post, went to the World Jewish Congress. So that is the man who was essentially deciding who should be in charge, who should make policy for our American military. And I'm here to tell you, Tom, that there's a lot of good people in the military who are mad as hell about that, and I'm just hoping in the next several months when this madman Bush or whoever succeeds him, whenever they go to get us involved in another war, what the late Arnold Leese called a Jewish war of survival, that the American military, they're just going to stand up and they're going to say, no mas.
Mike, you need an evening at the Horse Inn with a good tenderloin steak dinner.
That sounds good to me, Tom. All right.
Well,
let me move on here and see who else is out there. I'm going to have to ask. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Who else is out there? I've got to talk to my producer here. Okay, we got a caller in Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi there, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Bill?
Good. How you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, you bring up a couple of good points, Mike, and quite frankly, I'm torn over it. I don't disagree with your points, but by the same token, you know, the Geneva Convention proved that following orders was not a legitimate defense in World War II. Iraq is an occupation. These troops now, if they don't know what's going on, they're stupid and they're just dupes. They're low paid mercenaries for Israel. And let's face it, Admiral Fallon called Petraeus a chicken shit little what was the word?
Something along those lines. Whatever it was correct.
yeah, it wasn't real pleasant. I'm not trying to bash the troops at all. We need the military on our side. And
I don't disagree with what you said. But, you know, I'll tell you something. I think, emphasis on I and emphasis on think, that the troops in Iraq are probably a lot more tuned in to what's really going on than any of the American troops that have ever fought in any war in the world.
You know, I think you're right, Mike, and I've seen a lot of comments, and I've corresponded with some, and I believe that you're probably right. The Internet has changed the face of news. There's no doubt about it, and they understand. I mean, let's face it, with in this economy right now, they're you know, they got a $40,000 reenlistment bonus shoved in their face, and so a lot of these guys are taking it. But they're seeing firsthand, you know, the depleted uranium and just the murder, the Blackwater Mercs, those guys getting paid five times for the same job.
Hey, Bill, keep this
in
mind.
We can go.
Congressman Walter Jones, mm-hmm. Republican congressman from North Carolina. He's about as conservative as you're ever going to get. He is the guy who coined the term, I think it was freedom fries, in the House of Representatives cafeteria when France wouldn't go along with U.S. support for the invasion of Iraq.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the guy who, you know, that became a big cause celeb. My friend, the big shot lawyer, really thought that was fantastic that they called them freedom fries instead of French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Walter Jones, who represents the big military base in North Carolina, which is, the name of it escapes me at the moment, but it's by hell. My father was there. This guy has turned against the Bush administration. Now, I believe that the reason why this congressman who represents this military district, this district which relies upon that military base there in North Carolina. This congressman has basically called the Bush administration liars.
Wow.
He is opposing the war in Iraq. He says we were misled. Don't tell me, I'm not talking to you, Bill, but I mean anybody out there who loves Bush and who, like my friend the big shot lawyer, don't tell me that this congressman is actually just going off the deep end. He is representing his constituents.
You're darn right.
Yes, he's representing his military constituents who are saying we're fed up with these insane, nonsense, lie-based wars on behalf of the state of Israel. And I'll tell you what, if I were George Bush, let's put it this way. I'd like to see George Bush go to those military bases in Congressman Walter Jones's district.
I think he'd need an armed escort.
Without his Secret Service protection.
There's no
doubt. Like to see George
I think
Bush.
You need an armed escort at this
point. I'd like to see the President of the United States, this little warmongering Jewish-controlled punk in the White House,
yeah.
I'd like to see him stand before the wives and children of the men in Iraq, and men and women in Iraq, I should say. I'd like to see him stand there in front of them without being able to decide who comes in and who comes out. And let him explain all of his lies.
Yeah.
And that would be a very interesting thing to televise worldwide.
There's no doubt. He cries crocodile tears every time he meets with them. I think he needs an armed escort, you know, in going to those bases. People have had it. You know, there are some still pimping these illegal wars, unconstitutional wars, damn them. But many are coming around. And, you know, they see it with the economy, the price of oil, and the prospect of more war on the horizon with Georgia, Iran, and other places in the Middle East, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, et cetera, as General Wesley Clark, it stated before. Oh, Mike, I see the quote here. General Fallon called Petraeus an ass-kissing little chicken shit.
Okay, I mean, there
like
we
that.
Go.
Yeah, that's
now, I mean, you know, that's Admiral Fallon. Is he anti-American?
Right.
Is he a Nazi? Is he a Hitler apologist?
And he was what, forced to step down?
He was forced out of office.
Correct.
You see, this is what the supporters of George W. Bush and his controllers don't understand.
Right.
Because the media, while these things are reported in the media, they can be found for those who care to research it.
Yeah.
When these things are reported, they don't get the reportage. I love that word,
mm-hmm.
reportage.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get the reportage that is required to make the American people understand it. I mean, that should have been news.
Front page.
That should have been front page. Top
front page.
Admiral says General Petraeus is what
and
he said.
Kissing little chicken shit, and I hate people like that, quote-unquote.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, this is what it all comes down to. The media in this country is so totally, thoroughly corrupt.
It's criminal. I sent you the email. I sent it to Mark. 53rd most free press of 165 nations. We got Obama and Biden, and I think McCain and Lieberman. You know, McCain suffers from dementia. I don't give him 4 years in office, so I think ultimately Lieberman would lead this country.
Oh, yeah.
And or Biden.
Yeah.
I don't know that Obama would serve out his term. So we'll have a Zionist for a president.
Oh, yeah. I think this is, just so cut and dry that it's frightening. I mean, but here we go to the break.
All right. Take care.
Bill, thanks for your call.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We'll be right back.
most, I think.
Come on, baby.
I think we've got some technical problems here tonight. I wonder why. Let's go to Dave in South Carolina. Dave, you want to wrap it up for us this evening?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, I heard you on Mr. Anderson's show today. I'm glad you said something about it last night. That way I was able to catch it. I haven't heard him before. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah, I was just going to point out something I heard real quick here before we get to this other thing. I'll make it quick. But let's see, it was the 12th, Tuesday, August, Bob Chapman was on the Intel report, I think his name of it. Anyway, with John Stattmiller, Robin Noel, he does it every Tuesday, right? And it was a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned, just got kind of off the cuff and went on to something else, that Mountain House Freeze-Dried Foods, which is the biggest company in the country, I believe that's the one he's talking about, were sold out for a year and a half, and it's going to military, State Department people, people like that. And I had to get him to clarify that. I called him yesterday on a different show, and I had to ask him about that to elaborate on it. So they know something's coming. You know,
I believe it completely. I mean, I told Mark Glenn about 2 weeks ago that I have become more concerned. No, let me put it this way. I've never been concerned like I am now about the subject of individual survival. You know, I live here in this nation's capital, which is primed for an explosion.
Get out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to go. I guess I'm going to have to
move
in Mark and his gang of kids out there in Idaho, but I'll tell you what, I don't think there's going to be any place in this country that's going to be safe, but I find that very interesting that the people who are in the know recognize that our country is being pushed over this precipice, being led to the slaughter by these Judas goats, and the only people that have the power to stop it are the people in the military.
That's indeed right, you know, and the thing about it is, too, I've noticed this, as one of your callers pointed out, I've been keeping up with this, they are stacking the higher echelons of the military. They've been doing it for quite a while. You know, Dick Cheney's main liaison with the Air Force, goes around the head of the Air Force is a Jewish lady from Israel who is a captain. Now, I've heard this, I read this a couple months ago, a couple of different places, and he, you know, sort of stays in contact with her.
It is so blatant, it's so in your face. I mean, so you have the Bush family with millions of dollars, Cheney with millions of dollars, and all of these criminals in high places, they really don't care about what happens to this country. They have places all over the world that they can
take it out on them. But thank you, Michael. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks for your call, Dave. All right, folks. We seem to be having some technical difficulties here tonight. Okay, well, we are wrapping it up. I appreciate those who called.